Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Over the Top Episode 7. I am host Jake Ryan. I'm waiting on my cohorts of this podcast to be on here just momentarily in a little bit. But on today's show, we talk to Missouri Wrestling Revival founder Brian Kelly, and we get you set for NXT TakeOver Live this Wednesday night on the WWE Network. Plus, we have a lot of things to get to, including Money in the Bank coming up in a couple of weeks. We also have Ring of Honor's Best in the World talk. That so much more on this week's edition of the Over the Top podcast. Also, later on this episode, we also have some news for you as well, as always. But right now, we had a death this last weekend in the untimely death of Muhammad Ali. If you could please, we're going to do a 10-bell salute in memory of Muhammad Ali. Thank you. But as we go on during the show, there's a lot of things we got to get to this evening. We got Missouri Wrestling Revival founder on the show, and I just had my co-host on the air, and he just kind of dropped me. That's okay. He'll be on here in a minute. He's currently up in Minnesota doing his deal right now, but he's on assignment in Minnesota. But again, we talked to Missouri Wrestling Revival founder Brian Kelly as they promote his new book, his new yearbook that just recently released, and also we get you set for TakeOver this Wednesday night. We'll go over the card. Me and Michael Hart James will actually have our own picks for NXT TakeOver. Then we will do Money in the Bank talk. We'll do some Ring of Honor talk because there's a lot of stuff to get to over the weekend. Also, we will also talk about Metro Pro from this last Saturday night. We're going to do that as well. But if you guys want to get on the action, guest calling is 213-943-3422. We can get your thoughts. We get your feedback on everything that's going on and all things and everything pro wrestling. But as it stands right now, we're gonna get you going here on the show. James should be on here momentarily, but as we're doing that, I'm gonna make a quick announcement. Next week, on next week's show, this will be our last show on the Over the Top banner. The Over the Top podcast will no longer be known as Over the Top anymore. We will be known as Wrestle Radio starting next week. Everything will be changing this week, so keep in mind our Twitter handle will change. Our Facebook page will change. And on top of that, our website will also change. So starting next week, it'll be known as Wrestle Radio. But we'll still have the episode. But this is episode 7. But we're doing episode 8 next week. But it'll be known as Wrestle Radio. And with a whole new lineup and fun filled stuff to go along with that. That and so much more. And I think James has made it on the line. James, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. How's it going?
Not too bad. Just getting in, just filling in stuff as we go along. I know you're out on assignment and actually up in Minnesota right now.
Their service sucks really bad.
That's Minnesota for you, brother.
Yep, I had to try to do Wi-Fi calling too. So we'll see how it goes.
So it's holding up so far?
Right now, yeah.
Okay. So, I just did a 10-bell salute for Muhammad Ali, who happily reffed the very first ever WrestleMania main event at WrestleMania 1 when it was Hulk Hogan, Mr. T versus Paul Orndorff and Cowboy Bob Orton. Wait, no, it wasn't Cowboy Bob. It was actually Roddy Piper. My apologies. But yeah, we did a 10-bell salute, and we're going to get ready for Missouri Wrestling Revival founder Brian Kelly to get on the air momentarily.
Yes, we are.
He'll be in the next 6-7 minutes or so. He'll be on. Unless we're going to get to talking on NXT TakeOver coming up this Wednesday night on the WWE Network. We also have Money in the Bank coming up in the next couple of weeks. And we're also going to talk a little bit of Ring of Honor, and we're going to talk a little bit of Metro Pro.
Yeah, man. Have you told them our new news starting next week?
Yes, I did. I just did that before you
got
on. So, good. So, again, to reiterate, next week on the show, this is our last show on the Over the Top banner. Next week, we'll be back to the original name of my old show, known as Wrestle Radio. So next week, we'll be back full screen, full speed ahead, and that'll be the name for weeks on end. So, but now that we got that out of the way, James, how's Minnesota so far?
Cold. Really cold. It's like the high today was only like 61 degrees.
That's nothing to Kansas City weather, though. It's like 85 here.
Yeah, but I'm also right off the lake. And I'm actually looking at the lake right now, Lake Superior.
Nice. And also, as we go along the show, we'll have Brian Kelly on here in the next 4 or 5 minutes. We'll also have TakeOver to go over, and we'll be doing our predictions for TakeOver at the end of the show. We'll be talking a little bit of Money in the Bank. We're getting our predictions on that here in a couple of weeks. We're going to talk a bit of Ring of Honor. We're going to talk a little bit of Metro Pro, but let's just start a little bit of Metro Pro now and as we wait for Brian to get on the air.
Yes, Metro Pro this last Saturday.
Metro Pro this last Saturday was probably the show, actually, at 2016 in my book so far, as we had a sort of a return /
he's going to kick someone's ass.
Maybe it's. We've had returns. We've had rookie's debut. We had.
Mm-hmm.
Which we'll get into the return whenever Brian Kelly hops on air. But
oh, yeah. It was big.
Yeah. I'm getting returned when it goes along with that. But as we go through, and we had an amazing time, and we also got to meet Demolition, which was probably my highlight of the night. I got to meet probably one of my favorite old-time tag teams back in the day, known as Axe and Smash. Demolition as a team with the commission to take on Davey Vega, Geek Singh, Mark Sterling, and Mike Sato. And a very, very, very stellar match. On top of that, we also had the first round of the title tournament, the Metro Pro Heavyweight Title Tournament, as John Webb advances in the next round, Derek Stone advances in the next round, Mark Sterling advances in the next round, so on and so forth. But we also had a debut from the Kansas City
Pro Wrestling Center.
Center in the next Kansas actually had made his debut, which, in my perspective, that dude actually has a lot of potential, and I expect great things to come out of that center. So as that happens, and so much more happens as well, the next show for Metro Pro will be July 30th. Same place at the Turner Rec Center, where, well, we won't give it away yet, but if you guys follow Metro Pro Wrestling on Facebook or Twitter, you guys already know. But
yeah, it's gonna
we'll
be
get
huge.
Into, but as we get into that, James and I, well, at least I know I'll be there.
I'm definitely gonna be there. I was trying to buy tickets today, and they said they were on sale.
Well, I got a hold actually of people about that, but tickets will officially go on sale tomorrow, officially. I got word on that from close sources of mine. And then also, in the coming weeks, we're going to be getting some guys from Dynamo probably back on here in a couple of weeks. We're going to be getting different guests on here soon. But as it stands right now, and as we're waiting for Brian Kelly to go online, what a moment for Mr. Brian Kelly this last Saturday night. What a moment for that man.
Yes, he deserved the moment that he got.
Yeah, he deserved the moment, and we'll actually talk to him about it. Actually, I think this is him online right now. So, ladies and hey, James, if you could continue talking.
Continue talking?
About Metro Pro,
All right.
I got to call the screen.
All right. That's on. Well, Metro Pro, this show by far was the best done in 2016 and probably one of the best shows I've actually had a privilege of going to. We had a great newcomer that made his debut. Terminator and them, I'll give them props. They've done a great job at the business center there. And, of course, he had to go against Derek Stone.
And keep in mind, Derek Stone. Derek Stone's a big dude.
Yeah, he's a crazy man.
But,
yeah.
But there's all that being said, we have Mr. Brian Kelly coming on the line right now. Here on the Over the Top podcast. Brian, how are we doing this evening, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Dude, anytime I have you guys on the show, and I know James and I are big supporters of your Observer Wrestling Revival.
Oh, I truly appreciate that. What a wonderful weekend we had this past Saturday at the Turner Rec Center for Metro Pro Wrestling. What a night of wrestling. Demolition, the first round of the heavyweight championship tournament for the Metro Pro title. Great tag team action with Casey Wolves and the Regal Twins. At night, a little bit of everything happening, wasn't it?
Yes, and speaking of Metro Pro, you did something very, very special for a good friend of ours named Jeremy Wyatt, handing him his 2015 Wrestler of the Year award. Plus, you got actually a standing ovation from everybody in attendance at Metro Pro.
Yeah, it was truly one of the most memorable moments of my life, guys. I was there that evening to honor Jeremy Wyatt for a tremendous year that he had in 2015. It saw him pack the crowds at the Metro Pro Turner Rec Center, as well as have excellent matches throughout the Midwest, in Des Moines, Iowa, to St. Louis, to the Iowa, everywhere. Jeremy Wyatt has been one of the best wrestlers in the Midwest, in fact, in the country for many years now. And this was the second time in which he won the Missouri Wrestling Revival Wrestler of the Year. He was well-deserving of the award. And I was surprised to see him make his way there, because I was told that he was just going to – I was just presenting it to Michael Strider. I was kind of disappointed because I wasn't expecting him to lose whenever he did the following the show before, whenever Rhino defeated him back in April 9th, 2016, here at the Turner Rec Center.
Yeah. Which we did see a return of Jeremy Wyatt at Metro Pro. Plus, also speaking of Metro Pro, we actually had an announcement for July 30th, which we're about to get into, which was to be Jeremy Wyatt going the main event for July 30th. It's going to be Wyatt going one on one with Michael Strider, and I believe this is Strider's first match in 4 years. I believe it's 4 years since his last match.
Yep.
And a little fact there is, Missouri Wrestling Revival used to do awards for matches of the year, and Jeremy Wyatt and Michael Strider actually has won a match of the year. So this is a rematch of that, and I expect it to be totally – you can't miss this match. It's unsanctioned, it looks like, and we've battled at Metro Pro throughout the years, but I don't think we will ever see anything like this with Jeremy Wyatt, Michael Strider, two of the very best going at it, and there's no love lost between the two.
Definitely, which the fact that since it was Strider, that kind of gave the put the stipulation in the fact for Wyatt's stipulation, but also the key deal of this, as we saw before, actually on Metro Pro programming, that anytime that there's no rules involved, this match can end up anywhere. Back when we had Dreamer and Sterling, and we also saw how that went. We're up in the stands. We saw the concessions get flipped over. We saw it went everywhere. So I expect a lot from Wyatt and and Strider upcoming July 30th.
Yeah, fans are going to get their money's worth. There's no doubt about that on that evening. And you add on the fact that the first round matchups for the tournament will be going on. Some of the best in the Midwest and around the world are taking part in this tournament in this next set of matches with Metro Pro. So I'm really excited about something like that.
I expect everything to be very, 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 very good night on July 30th.
Oh, exactly.
But
to be honest with you, I would, if that was the only match, Michael Strider and Jeremy Wyatt of the night, I would still drive the 2 hours to cover that match. That's how good this match is going to be on July 30th at the Turner Rec Center in Kansas City. But to see he'll take on Vic Capri, winning the Central State Championship, and Mike Seidel, who will be returning from Japan to take on ECW Ring of Honor Stevie Richards. Devin Thomas taking on Sanjay Dutt. Returning Hype Gotti taking on a wrestler from St. Louis that is red hot in 2016, Mike Outlaw. And a man that we've honored with the 2015 Future Star Award, Red Wing, will be battling Kevin Lee Davidson. And if I am not correct, these two big men have met in the ring one-on-one.
Exactly.
And I am very excited about Red Wing and Kevin Lee Davidson. I expect these two mammoth men to really pound each other. And this would be interesting to see Red Wing being tested by a man that is his size, if not more.
I'm saying, because I've got to see KLD in action. I saw actually earlier this year at Dynamo Pro, and he's a pretty big boy, but definitely yes. I remember we have Red Wing and KLD. I expect nothing less than a big ass brawl. So moving on from Metro Pro, which was a fantastic night for Brian. And by the way, if you want to buy a merch, definitely go to the shows and buy some merch, because I bought the last tank top, and I enjoy it.
Yes, you did.
Thank you so much.
And I think it's about time to buy a t-shirt to go with it. Yeah. And speaking of the yearbook. Speaking of the yearbook. Yeah, Brian Kelly is actually he's the founder of the NWR, and
actually, my friend Josh Ray is the founder of Missouri Wrestling Revival, a dear friend of mine, who is actually the mayor of Lebanon, Missouri right now. That he asked for me to help write it, and after about a year, he said, "Brian," he goes, "I just don't have the time to do the workload." He goes, "What do you think about taking it over?" And ever since I've ran it, and you're right, we put out 4 yearbooks. We put out we're on the second series of trading cards, and it's been a lot of fun, guys. You know, I've met wonderful fans and been thrilled to cover some of the best matches around the country as some of the top athletes go at it each and every weekend.
Yes, and hey, by the way, so for the fans that don't know who Brian Kelly is, this man, which this is why he got a standing ovation this last week, because I know we all respect Brian Kelly for what he does. This dude comes to events. He gets trading cards. He does a yearbook. It's all out of his own pocket.
Yes, it
is. Nothing is funded. It's funded out of Brian's pocket. So for me and James, being as big a fans of wrestling in the Midwest, we do, and yes, me and James do thank you for everything you contributed.
Yep. Well, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate
it. We owe a lot of gratitude to you.
Well, I appreciate it. And like I said, it's a pleasure to get to know people like you and be able to do something that I truly love.
Yeah. I mean, I love anything and everything that is wrestling, but the week's not over, Professor Wrestling. You have Raw going on tonight within the next
hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Yep.
You got an hour and a half till Raw. Then Wednesday night, you have NXT TakeOver on the network.
The end.
And then it's not the end because Triple H just announced Brooklyn like 2 hours ago.
Oh.
And we got SmackDown Thursday. But then keep in mind, also we have Lucha Underground. We got Ring of Honor, New Japan. There's so much wrestling going on this week. But also on top of that, we have Money in the Bank coming up in a couple of weeks. And we got ROH's Best in the World coming in a couple of weeks. So there's a lot of stuff going on for the month of June. And then July, of course, we have a lot of things going on for the month of July.
Yeah, and I'd like to welcome your listeners to make their way to St. Louis this weekend as Brandon Espinoza will be defending the Missouri Wrestling Revival Missouri match, or Missouri title, against Danny Adams at the historic South Broadway Athletic Club, and that'll be an excellent match. So if any of your listeners are in the St. Louis area this Saturday night, make your way up to the South Broadway Athletic Club at MMWA for a night of wrestling that includes Gary Jackson, A.J. Williams, Marius Jones, Brian James, Big Jim Hoffa, Brandon Aaron, Tyler Copeland. I think that you would really – tickets are only $8. And it'll be a good time to kind of be something to get out and enjoy the team.
Yeah. So definitely actually having – all that go down and be a very, very interesting show. Too bad I got to work this weekend, so I won't be able to head down to St. Louis this weekend. But there's a lot of other wrestling going on. I know in July and August, me and James will try to make a trip to the St. Louis area for WLW in August. We're going to hit for Night Champions in August. We're also going to hit Dynamo sometime in July. So we're going to expand our horizons a little bit. Me, I've been to Dynamo shows. I've been to WLW shows in Troy. So I think it's time to take the new both Thomas and James out to expand their horizons.
There you go.
Okay. For those of you who don't, yeah, he's never been to a Dynamo Pro show yet. So why not? But also,
love to see you there, James.
I'm the Dynamo.
Yeah, just keep in mind that whenever James breaks out, it's more because he's in Minnesota, and Minnesota kind of sucks at the moment. but moving along.
Hey, James, have you checked out any wrestling in Minnesota, like Steel Dominion Wrestling? Have you checked them out yet?
Not yet. I'm only up here for like the middle of the week, so there's like not a lot of wrestling shows during the middle of the week.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
But I mean, I would like to start like going to like different sites. I've checked out 3XW in Iowa though. They're good shows.
Oh, most definitely. I need to get back up there to 3XW and Nate Redwing holding their championship and always a good time up at 3XW.
The last 3XW show we went to was the dog collar ladder match.
Oh, yeah.
With Jeremy Wyatt in his final match at 3XW.
Oh, yeah. I was there for that. That was a darn good one. Him and Mark Sterling tearing it up there in that building.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, for those of you who don't know what MWR is, Brian, would you please care to explain what MWR actually means to all things mid-wrestling.
Yeah, Missouri Wrestling Revival is a website that is set up to support pro wrestling in the Midwest. We cover four states, Missouri, Kansas, Illinois, and Iowa, and we work with promotions that work with us. Right now, we got close to 11 or 12 promotions. And we keep fans updated on the events that is happening, and we definitely give the wrestlers as much exposure, positive exposure, as they can. Like you have mentioned, use the yearbooks and trading cards. We just try to be an outlet where fans can jump on the website just for a few minutes a day, find out what's happening in their area for the month. We got a link for events. We got links for several other things like the store and results. We keep you posted. And we work with people, wonderful fans like you, Patrick Brandmeier, Ben Simon, several of the top minds in the wrestling business here in the Midwest to keep everybody informed. And it's been really great. We've been around since 2008. We're getting ready to celebrate our 5,000th post on the site. So really, really proud of that.
I mean, I've enjoyed every second of it. I mean, I've read the last 3 years of your books. They're all they're all very amazing. They're all impressive. Even the artwork is impressive. It's and also
yeah,
all the stories.
Yeah, definitely.
With all the stories that are going on in there and all the stuff that goes with it. It's
yeah, I've been honored to work with some of the top talents, not only wrestlers, promoters, but artists and and writers in the area. And like you said, we got Rob Schamberger, who did a couple of our covers and done a few trading cards. I mean, just one of the best guys in the business. People like Raven Johnson and Icon, and you know, there's several top people that my D'Artagnan Allen did the last yearbook, and it is just a truly awesome cover, I believe. And so many other people contribute to it, and I'm just honored to have so much help and so much support and love for Missouri Wrestling Revival.
If it wasn't for people like you, and I feel like the wrestlers and all the fans, we wouldn't have kind of actually what we have now. But yeah, I mean, it's anything and everything that's here in the Midwest. Like, I've seen you at 3XW shows. I've seen you at Metro. I've seen you at different shows all across the Midwest. I mean, it's the art of expanding the horizons, which is all done out of your own pocket, which plus going to school, and then you're doing so much in your life, and you still have time to do all of this. So me and for the Brahma Hearts, me and James, thank you for all for all you've done.
Well, thank you so much, guys. And like I said, let me say that if any of the fans would like to join me this month, like I said, I told you we were going to be at NMWA this week on the 11th in St. Louis. The 18th, I will be in East Condillet, Illinois for Southern Illinois Championship Wrestling with Herb Simmons, which is a wonderful old school product that, you know, features the likes of Travis Cook and Ron Powers and Phil Kahn. And it's just an exciting time. And then up in Warsaw, Missouri, just outside of Sedalia, I'll be at High Risk Wrestling. And I always have a blast with High Risk, and they've been putting on really good shows here. Mike Seidel won their championship last time we were there. He's getting ready to go to Japan and wrestle, so he won't be there this month, but I'm sure he will be back. But they've been doing some really great tag team action. Our 2015 MWR Tag Team of the Year, High Level Enterprise, John Webb and Jack Gamble will be in action. So there's a lot of exciting action. I'd love to see the fans make their way out. And obviously catch me back at Metro Pro Wrestling in the month of July whenever we go there for that huge event that they are having.
Yeah, definitely. As you said, though, we enjoy talking to you, like, during the shows. You take amazing pictures of at least us. I mean,
yeah,
we actually are the fantastic people of the group. I mean, we're pretty fun people. Let's move on from Midwest wrestling and let's talk about you. I mean, how long actually have you been a fan of professional wrestling?
Pretty much all my life, guys. I grew up in a country where I only had three channels at the time, and I could only watch wrestling on a Saturday night, and it happened to be All Star Wrestling out of Kansas City. Bill Kirsten would say, "Hello, wrestling fans." Holly Race, Bruiser Brody, and the likes of those, Mike George and all them guys, Luchasaurus Jones, Bulldog Bob Brown would be come onto my TV at 12:30 if I was lucky. And really where I got my love was from the wrestling magazines, Pro Wrestling Illustrated, and I'd read them magazines like they were the Bible until the pages practically came off. And to be honest with you, I didn't see my first wrestling event until I was about 20 years old. Nobody in my family, my friends, were not wrestling fans or, you know, wrestling fans that enjoyed that. So I went to a local wrestling show about 30 miles from my house, Rufus R. Jones, and happened to be there. And so that was kind of a treat. And then I made my way to a WCW. I went to a pay-per-view, Spring Stampede 1994, Ric Flair versus Ricky Steamboat. And got to sit in the second row, so that was a lot of fun. But I always had the dream of wanting to be involved in wrestling, but I just knew I didn't have the talent to be in the ring. And back then, back in 92, 93, 94, see, I didn't, A, try hard enough, so I had nobody to blame but myself, but B, it was a lot harder than it is now. There was no website that you could just go on and find wrestling fans or find out how to get involved, that whenever I met Josh up at Lower Kansas, I took my fiance now, DeBray, to Central States Wrestling, and Michael Strider was there. Jeremy White had just been starting, Mark Sterling. That one of the key things that I found on the internet was AJ Styles was going to be at Central States Wrestling. I didn't know who Michael Strider was, but I think Steve Fender might have been there, and I'd seen Steve Fender wrestle with Harley Race as World League Wrestling. So there's a couple other WLW guys. Wade Chisholm, I believe, was on the card. So we decided to make a date of it. We traveled all the way to Lawrence, Kansas, and the key was to see AJ Styles, but whenever tonight was over, the guy that really brought me back was Michael Strider, you know. Not personally as far as talking to me, but his in-ring action. Strider talked us coming back on the mic. You know, the action was intense and in your face, sort of like ECW with kind of an old-school wrestling appeal, because these guys could actually wrestle, you know what I mean? Not saying ECW couldn't, but I'm saying that a lot of local people trying to do the ECW style couldn't, from what I saw. But the Central State guys put on a great product, and like I said, after about a year, I met Josh Ray, and he's like, I'm going to start up this website, Missouri Wrestling Revival. You want to be a writer? And I said, hey, Josh, yeah, I'd like to. And Carrie Williams, a young girl at that time from St. Louis, one of the top writers in the country right now, was also on board with Missouri Wrestling Revival, and we started covering up shows. And I just started out with a little junk camera trying to cover pro wrestling, and then obviously, I mean, I had to put more money into it to get it to where it is now, but. It's certainly been worth it. Each year I think we've covered close to 50 matches a year, and I live in the middle of Missouri, so it takes a little while. But as far as checking out some of the matches, it's been truly great, you know, watching some of the top young stars make their way to the top.
Yeah, I mean, I've had the honor and privilege. My first wrestling show was back in 99 with the infamous Owen Hart incident happened.
Yep.
That was my very first ever wrestling show I went to. And
wow.
then went to, yeah. Just imagine being a 7-year-old kid going to watch Over the Edge and then the infamous Owen Hart incident happened. But the thing is, also, I've been to WLW shows. I've been to WCW Slamboree when it came with the Triple Cage. There's a lot of different things you got to see back in the day, but the thing is, nowadays, it's so much easier to get out to people. I mean, like, you can find a promotion within 30 miles of your house.
Yep.
It feels like a new promotion opens up every 6 to 9 months, every 6 to 10 months. So, and there's always something cool looking. And then, of course, you got your WWE, you got your Lucha Underground, you got Ring of Honor, you got Impact, you got New Japan on Friday nights, you got NXT on Wednesday nights. I mean, there's a lot of wrestling going on. But have you ever like got a chance to do anything with the WWE yet, or just you?
No, I wish I could say that I have, but I haven't had an opportunity to work with WWE. If it should happen to come out, I'd love it. It would be a dream come true, but no, I can't say that I have.
I thought at least ask, because, I mean, I'm...
Oh, no, nothing wrong with that.
So, James, you got any questions for Mr. Brian Kelly?
Oh, man. Where do I begin? I mean, I do appreciate everything you've done. What made you actually want to start doing something like that with the Missouri Wrestling Revival and traveling to all these places on your own dime and everything?
Well, like I said, it's mainly for the love of it. Obviously, at this level, pretty much everybody involved is nobody's getting rich, but they're putting their heart and their time and and their money involved in it. So I'm not the only one. There's so many people, promoters, that are putting their own money on the line. The wrestlers that are putting their health and bodies on the line, and like I said, there's so many people that have made Missouri Wrestling Revival a success. You know, the thing that has made it easy is that whenever we work with the wrestlers, James, they have been really wonderful about spreading the Missouri Wrestling Revival name. Anytime I needed them to take a picture with the fans, none of them have a big head. They're happy to do it. They're happy to do it for the fans. So that's more or less what has made it a success.
Yeah. We get pictures all the time with wrestlers and stuff. And of course, well, last weekend, I got to chill with Demolition this last Saturday. Which the Demolition was a very stellar team back in the late 80s, early 90s. So with them teaming with the commission this last Saturday, I mean, I'm pretty sure you had a good time getting to meet Demolition, Axe, and Smash.
Yeah, and what a treat they were. You know what I mean, Jake? They were nicer than I could even imagine. You know, they were willing to take any pictures with the boys, and whenever they went out and had their match with the commission, whenever they teamed with the commission to take on Seidel, Sterling, Kazuki, and who was the fourth
Vega.
One I'm drawing? Vega, yes.
David
sorry, Vega.
Vega.
Yeah, Davey Vega. You know, that they were highly entertaining in the ring. They still had it, so it was truly an honor to be able to photograph one of the greatest teams in wrestling's history, and I gotta wonder whether or not they're kind of underrated. You know what I mean? I wonder if they really don't get their just due because I truly believe that they were one of the best.
Especially having the commission do the demolition actually. But decapitation at the end of the night was a pretty good moment.
Yeah, for sure. And Permission has, for a long time, has been very entertaining at Metro Pro Wrestling. And for them to be able to use that finisher, that had to be a treat. They picked up a huge win. So I think that they will be maybe gunning for them tag team championships right now.
Especially since they just beat one half the tag team champions.
Yeah, exactly. Got that under their belt and gunning for them belts.
It's just now that we're having the world title tournament right now. We of course have Sanjay Dutt coming back to Metro Pro, and we got Stevie Richards coming back to Metro Pro.
Mm.
And me being a fan of the X Division back in TNA, I was a fan of Sanjay Dutt then. So, and I haven't seen Sanjay Dutt since he left TNA, except for the little, like, once in a while I used to see him pop up somewhere, but I mean,
so let me ask,
he's a burst.
Let me ask you there, Jake and James.
All right.
The Metro Pro Heavyweight Championship Tournament is moved on with John Webb moving forward, Mark Sterling, Jake Durden, and Derek Stone. Who do you think is going to win this tournament? What's your money on there?
Oh, wow. I'm going with either Dirty Jake Durden or Mike Sterling. That's what I'm going with.
Okay, James?
I say Mark Sterling.
Mark Sterling,
but
there you
reason,
go.
I'm going with Mark Sterling.
But the reason... But I'm more leaning toward Dirty Jake Durden because
uh-huh.
Some people don't remember about the match that Sterling won that can give him a world title match at any point. That one match he won, I forgot what it was. I think it was like a four-way, and it involved the four guys that were there. But he won like a match. Yeah, I think it was like a like a Gold Rush match, I guess. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was like two or three shows ago that Mark Sterling won and he cashed in on Wyatt during one of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm leaning more toward Durden than Sterling. So that's partially my reason, but.
I think I'm going to go with Stevie Richards.
You know Stevie Richards? Actually, Stevie Richards be as your Metro Pro Heavyweight Champion. Sure, should be.
That's actually, my money's on. I'm going to go with Stevie Richards. If he can get through past Mike Seidel in this first round, I think that he knows that he's been in Metro Pro a few times, so he knows the building, he knows the ring. He's going to be comfortable. And with Mike Seidel coming back from Japan, I got to wonder how hard that's going to be for him. So I think Stevie Richards, who looks in phenomenal shape, would like to add that Metro Pro title to his resume. And it could be the reign of Richards in 2016.
But speaking of Mike Seidel, I know his brother's over in Japan currently competing in that the best Super Juniors. Which will we see a reunion, I guess, over in New Japan between Mike and Matt? Which I wouldn't mind seeing Matt
so.
Seidel on Metro Pro.
Yeah, like I said, I hope so. I've been dreaming. You know, it's been several years I've covered Mike Seidel. I covered him during his rookie campaign, and he won the Missouri Wrestling Revival Wrestler of the Year before. He's been highly entertaining, but what I've been really looking forward to is the Seidel and his brother tag teaming, and we haven't really had that here in the Midwest, so I'd love to see it. Will it be in 2016? I don't know. I think it would be great.
Mike and Matt be on the same team? Why not? I mean, I was almost tempted to take a flight to Colorado to watch it, but
yeah,
I wasn't able
yeah.
to.
Yeah, for sure.
But,
I'd like to see him again. I'd like to see him take on Cobra Kai Dojo. I think that'd be a good match for the commission. That would be very good.
But one team I'd like to see in Metro Pro is I get one half of the team, but I like to see both members. I like to see both members of HLE at Metro Pro. I think those two men would be very, very well, very good in the tag team division. Which actually a couple weeks ago, I was talking to Vega and Vega. Bitch, I had them on the show a couple weeks ago, and we talked about actually a high level enterprise being a feature actually a feature team to go against, and they said that dude, Vega seen John Webb in action and. And personally, I've seen both teams in action, and I think it'd be a very good, like, because you know, matchup, you know, that Gamble's like the technician, and you have Webb's the high flyer. And on the other team, you have Vegas sort of being a technician, but you have Fitch, who's normally a high flyer. So it's kind of like that kind of in the middle type deal.
Most definitely. I think that it would be a highly entertaining match, and I'd love to be there to cover that. I agree with you. I think that, you know, two of the best tag teams in the Midwest
mm-hmm.
going at it.
I don't know where to put it.
Most likely for the first time.
That has fun.
But yeah, but definitely indeed having but also actually another team I can see in Metro, I see the Black Hand Warriors come back, which me, I'm a huge BHW fan too. So I like both of those teams. But we all know how that goes. But we also have, I mean, there's a lot of different teams I see in Metro Pro. I mean, well, I see Cobra Kai, which I'm well-spoken. Cobra Kai is my favorite tag team in Metro Pro because of the fact is that I'm a huge JD Vega and mostly a Vega fan, but I like Fitcher too. But, yeah, they're one of my favorite teams. But with tag team wrestling being on the rise at many different companies, I mean, look over at NXT. You got American Alpha, who are the current NXT tag champions, who started from the bottom. Now here you are, the highest of the tag team division down in NXT. You have the New Day, who's been tag team champions for over a year. You actually have, if it's a Metro Pro, you got the Commission, you got the Wolves, you got Cobra Kai, you got the King Brothers, you got the Regal Twins, you got many more teams going. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. So with the rise of tag team wrestling, I mean, you never know what to expect.
Yeah. You know, and here in the Midwest, you got the Viking War Party, you got the Hooligans. Like we were talking about, the Regal Twins have been highly impressive in their run at Metro Pro, but the KC Wolves actually picked up a huge win this weekend, so you got to put them in the talking situations as far as title chances. And I'm sure the Regal Twins will be looking to get revenge down the road somewhere.
Yeah, and then there's talk about the heavyweight title. And speaking of also the single titles at Metro Pro, we had the unification of the Central States and the Kansas Championship, which we saw Ace Steel pick up the victory after a Red Wing total decimation of both. But we all know why Red Wing did what he did. For those of you who don't know, Superstar Steve pretty much lied, cheated, and stole his way to a Kansas title win. But, well, he didn't really lie. He mostly cheated and stole, but that's just me. But
yeah,
but,
he got a taste of his own medicine during that match, didn't he?
He got, but now we're going to get, which I'm hoping we get, something happen. A show in the future. I like to actually have like. I missed when Colt Cabana came to Metro Pro, which I would have loved to have seen him in Metro Pro, which I'd like to see him back sometime in the future. But we never know when he'll ever come back. But we have Takeover Wednesday night. If you've been following NXT at all, we got that going on. We got a lot of great matches on that card. We got the rematch between Joe and Balor for the NXT title in the cage match. We have American Alpha versus the Revival in a tag team title match. We have Asuka taking on Nia Jax for the women's title. We're gonna probably have there's a lot of other good matches on the card. And plus, also soon, July, I think it's like July 17th, they're doing the Cruiserweight Open or the Cruiserweight Series with a lot of guys in the Midwest that's going to be in that. Doing that thing, you got Zack Sabre Jr., you got Tozawa, you got TJP. A lot of guys that I think will be a pretty stellar, a very stellar 16-man tournament.
Oh, it's going to be exciting to watch, for sure.
Especially me being a fan of the X Division and the Cruiserweight Division back in the early days of the WWE and TNA. So I've always loved the X Division. It's just now that the X Division kind of went down the drain when Hogan and Bischoff got to TNA, but we'll see how that goes. But yeah, we got Money in the Bank coming up in 2 weeks. We got Ring of Honor Best of the World, which that for me is like that's everything coming up for me because of the fact that it's Ring of Honor. It's the rematch from last year. We got Jay Briscoe versus Jay Lethal for the Ring of Honor Championship. You got the returning Motor City Machine Guns taking on the Addiction for the tag team titles. Should be a pretty good match. They got Bobby Fish and I think it was Roderick Strong for the television championship. So it should be a pretty stellar card, stuff like that. But there's a lot of wrestling going on. June, July, August. pretty much the rest of the year. There should be a very different tax of shows. Especially with Brian Kelly, we thank you, though, for actually being on the show.
Yes, we do.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me, and I look forward to seeing you at the shows.
We will definitely be doing that. And
yep.
Brian would like to buy anything on your way out the door.
All right, y'all have a good night, guys.
You too. Yep.
All right.
You as well. Have a good night, man.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Missouri Wrestling Revival's own Brian Kelly. Dude.
Buy his yearbook.
What
buy
do
his
you got
merchandise, buy his cards.
Buy his merch, buy his cards. Dude, keep in contact with that website. That website's got everything. Here in the second hour,
every promotion in the Midwest.
Yes, and here in the second hour, we will have you for NXT TakeOver to come up with our predictions for Wednesday. We'll talk a little more Money in the Bank. We'll get ready for Ring of Honor Best in the World coming up June 24th on a Friday night. That, so much more. We're going to take a small little break, and actually, as we come back, we will get cracking in some of the other stuff. So,
yep.
We'll see you right after the break. So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I get it, you're an outcast. Always under attack, always coming in last. Bring it up to pass. No one owes you anything, I think. You need a shotgun blast, a kick in the ass. So paranoid. Watch your back!
Sleep with the gun when you gotta wake up and find.
And we are back for the second hour of the Over the Top podcast. Keep in mind, this is our last week under the Over the Top banner. So for those of you who rarely listen to us, next week will be known as Wrestle Radio. So keep that in mind next week as we go along. So let's get into some NXT TakeOver, James, shall we?
Yes, we shall. It is cold, freezing outside.
Yeah.
But let's go with NXT.
Let's get a little bit of things going on. We got we're going to run through the matches, and then we'll do a little bit of analysis on them, and we will go through who we think is going to win. Seem fair enough?
Yep.
We have our first match will be Andre Cien Almas versus Ty Dillinger, the perfect 10. I expect Ty Dillinger to get the W due to the fact that he's been a little longer, but also I wouldn't count Andretti out yet. What do you think is going to go on?
I think Ty Dillinger is going to get the win.
He was formerly known as La Sombra. That's who that was. That's who that is. Then we head to the NXT Tag Team Title situation as American Idol, American Alpha, not American Idol. I feel dumb right now. American Alpha, Jordan and Gable. You effed up. Okay, but let's move on. It'll be American Alpha, Jordan and Gable, taking on the revival of Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder for the NXT Tag Titles. I expect this match to sort of be a show stealer, because the fact is that there's one of the matches on this card I think is going to be the match of the night. But their first match at Dallas was really, 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 really good. So I expect nothing less the same for round two. But I expect American Alpha to get the W to retain the WWE
exactly.
NXT Tag Team titles. Then as we head to Asuka versus Nia Jax. This is originally supposed to be Asuka versus Bayley 2. This is supposed to be Bayley's rematch. But due to injury, Nia Jax has slipped into that spot. And now here we are. Asuka versus Nia Jax. This is Asuka's biggest test to date for the NXT Women's Championship. She will be defending against Nia Jax, which I expect Asuka to get the victory. But we'll see how that goes. But I'm expecting Nia Jax to get the W. I'm not Nia Jax, but Asuka to get the W. Sorry, my mind's in a blur.
Asuka
I'm
to
sorry.
Get the
W. Then we head
I don't think it's going to be a close match.
I think it'll be a pretty good match, but it shouldn't be like as what we think it is. But the match of the night, I think, this is me, because I'm a fan of both these gentlemen. Shinsuke Nakamura taking on Austin Aries, one-on-one singles match. Both these men are very stellar. I expect another Sami Zayn versus Shinsuke Nakamura type match. But I expect Shinsuke to take down a double in a match of the night. Then we had the main event, the first ever NXT steel cage match. Samoa Joe, the NXT champion, defending against Finn Balor, which I'm pulling for Joe because I think it's about time for Finn Balor to come in the main roster. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I think Joe wins, but I think he's going to take the coward's way out and escape the cage.
Yep. There's that. And then also, you never know what's going to happen on the coming weeks, but there's always some of the matches that we don't get yet because we're not that kind of people. But there's that.
Yep.
And then we got Money in the Bank coming up in 2 weeks. We don't know the whole card yet. And we're still waiting to find out on the last person who's going to be in Money in the Bank. It's not going to be 6. It's going to be 7. So we don't know who that last spot is. But we're going to talk a little bit of Ring of Honor. Entire card, I believe, has been released.
Finalized?
Let's start. it's been signed, sealed, delivered. There's probably more, but we'll leave that till probably next week. I'll run down the card. Let's start with the main event. Jay Lethal. This match is 1 year in the making. It's the rematch of last year's Best in the World. Jay Lethal, nope. Who's the Ring of Honor World Champion, defending against Jay Briscoe for the ROH World Championship. I think Briscoe gets the championship back.
Yep.
And then we also have, which I call Briscoe to get Lethal because I don't think Lethal is going to beat Samoa's record. We got Bobby Fish defending the Ring of Honor World TV title against Dalton Castle, which I think Bobby Fish will take because he just got the championship. I don't think they're going to let him get off with that easy, with that quick. This one, I think, is actually a match that I think is actually a sleeper pick. We got BJ Whitmer versus Steve Corino in a fight without honor. Last time I saw Steve Corino in a fight without honor, it was Steen versus Corino at Final Battle of 2011 was the last fight without honor with Steve Corino in it. Which I expect Steve Corino to beat BJ Whitmer. Okay, now why would you put Whitmer to win? I'm going to ask you right now on the show.
Why? I go for the underdog.
He's no underdog.
Oh.
And then we have the tag team titles. The tag team straps up for grabs as the Addiction, Christopher Daniels, and Frank Kazarian defend the Ring of Honor tag team titles against the newly reformed Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin, my favorite tag team.
MCG.
MCMG. Get it right.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Whatever.
I expect the Motor City Machine Guns to take the victory because those two men are long overdue for tag team titles. Then we get another tag
team
title
match. I think
it's
going to be Mercy Machine Gun.
And then we also have another tag match going. We got Mark Briscoe, one half of the Briscoe Brothers, and Kyle O'Reilly taking on the Young Bucks, which we all know what's going to happen. Super Kick Party.
Super Kick City Party.
So I expect the Young Bucks to beat Briscoe and O'Reilly. It's going to be Donovan Dijak with Prince Nana going against Lyle Rush. This match is another sleeper pick, but I'm going to go with Donovan Dijak to beat Lyle Rush in a pretty very good battle. Then we got a good knockdown, drag out, six-man tag team
matchup. Oh, sick. You want that?
Dude, I already talked about the main event.
Sorry, you were cutting in and out.
You're gonna get smacked. But as we're going along, a six-man tag team match. It'll be ACH and War Machine versus Moose, Trent Beretta, and Rocky Romero in a six-man tag team match. I'm gonna go with ACH and War Machine because War Machine are back on the. Because War Machine is on a war path to get back the Ring of Honor World Tag Team titles. Then we have Michael Elgin versus Matt Sydal versus Cheeseburger. Yes, there's a wrestler named Cheeseburger. Versus Silas Young and Four Corner Survival. Shut up. Four Corner Survival. I'm going to go with Michael Elgin because I think he's due back some point to get another world title shot. So I'm going to go with Elgin to win the four-way survival.
I'm going with Matt Sydal.
Because he's a Missouri boy?
Well,
yeah. That way? Okay. Triple threat main event. It's not a main event, but it's a triple threat number one contenders match for the Ring of Honor World Championship. Adam Cole, Roderick Strong, and a Second City Saint, Colt Cabana, and a triple threat match to decide the number 10 Ring of Honor World Championship. So I'm gonna go I'm not gonna go with Colt Cabana. I'm gonna go with Adam Cole. Reason why I say Adam Cole wins is because of the fact that he just joined the Bullet Club. And not only him joining the Bullet Club, he's getting a big, really big push. So there's
Big paycheck.
Yeah, that will be available on pay-per-view June 24th. It's a Friday night. It'll be on pay-per-view, the Fight Network, or the Fight app, or Fight whatever. And then also you can watch on the PlayStation Network. Sometime.
Exactly.
So, and me, my normal job, I'm asking for that day off so I can watch Ring of Honor. That's always why I'm asking for that day off.
Day off.
I'm going to super kick you in the mouth the next time I see you. Shut the hell up.
I'm just saying.
Then we had the Money in the Bank coming up in 2 weeks. We got the Money in the Bank ladder match. We got the world title match, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns the title. Then we got Raw happening in about 50 minutes. So we'll see how that ends up. But for those of you who... But again, to those of you who watch, who listen to the show, again, we'll be under the Russell Talk, not Russell Talk, screw Russell Talk. We're going to be going under the Russell Radio banner. Russell Radio will be our new thing starting next week. So,
I thought you weren't
going to
mention them.
Well, I slipped, so
we all
they
slip.
Don't like it. I don't care. We all slipped today.
Yep.
So also, we're known as Russell Radio next week. We'll be back on the same banner. We'll be episode 8 next week. I'll make an announcement later this week on who our guests will be later in the week for next week, and we should have a very stellar show. So. I ran out of everything to talk about, so I guess we're going to end the episode here.
I guess we should. I mean, 2 hours is a really long time to be talking.
So starting next week,
you know,
we're only going to do an hour show starting next week. Until we
that
can
works.
Get other guests on.
More guests.
In the future.
Yep.
Some more guests. So next week we're going an hour, and we're also going to be under a new name, and things will be a lot more fun.
Yep.
And we're going to get some more fun inside. More guests. So we will see you guys next week on Russell Radio. I'm Jake. That's James. We will see you next week on
the
brand new show. Thank you for listening to Over the Top for the last time. Next week, Russell Radio. Have a good night.
We're known as new podcast.